This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling. Real American Freestyle is the first ever unscripted pro wrestling league created by Hulk Hogan, Chad Bronstein, Israel Martinez, and Eric Bischoff. RAF gives the world's top wrestlers the stage they earned but never had until now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills, but it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So Bill Malusian's here. He's got a few minutes before he has to go back to Los Angeles and try to lower everybody's taxes and get men out of women's sports. Could you do both those things, Bill?
I'll see if I can make it happen overnight.
Right.
Yeah, I'll talk to Gavin. Great
show of hankering everyone's show, as well as firming on a panel. So, Bill, we've got three major – we have three Supreme Court decisions coming down. That's big news. We got the president trying to get the big, beautiful bill. That's big news. But he has great news that he has not really, in my view, taken total advantage of. And that's the whole shutdown of the border.
Yeah.
You were just sharing some numbers with me on how dramatic the change has been over the last 4 months.
It's remarkable, and I think his biggest campaign promise that he's delivered on, and fast, right? So under the worst year of the Biden administration at the border, 2023, there were an average every day of 1,800 gotaways slipping into the country.
We see them on video. We don't stop.
Yep. They're seen on video. They're seen on sensors. They see footprints in the sand. But agents are so overwhelmed, they just can't get them. So remember that number, 1,800 a day in 2023. June this month, that number is now 38 per day.
The whole
border. The whole entirety of the nearly 2,000-mile-long southern border, 38 per day. Brian, you can't fill up a school bus with that number. That is a 98% drop from the highs of 2023. None, basically. The Border Patrol chief, we just had him on this morning, Mike Banks, he told me since January 20th, since Inauguration Day, 14 illegal immigrants have been released into the U.S., and those are only for medical reasons or like public interest reasons, like they want somebody to testify in a trial or something like that.
So,
14 in
so,
5 months.
And how do you think they've done it? What's the main thing that they've done? What role is the military played?
Military and consequences. That remember, as soon as the Biden administration came in, what did they run on? They were smiling every time they said, we got rid of every Trump border policy. We're going to stop building the wall. We're going to put a 100-day moratorium on deportations. We're going to limit who ICE can arrest. Mayorkas himself said just being in the U.S. illegally doesn't mean you should be deported. So it became a very friendly environment to migrants, and migrants talk, right? They see it on social media. When people start coming across the border and they're getting in and they're waving sometimes to our cameras, it's easy. And then they're getting 5-star hotels with you guys here in New York City and free bus rides. So what happened immediately upon Trump taking office? He ended all that. Catch and release is over. He brought the military down. Catch and release is over. So now when people walk across that river and they step foot on U.S. soil, instead of being released into the U.S. with a court date 7 years away, they're immediately going into CBP detention. If they can't be immediately sent back to Mexico and they're from somewhere else, they're going into ICE detention, and ICE is sending them out, and they might be sent to CCOT. They might be sent some. They're seeing these images of guys with their heads being shoved down, shackled behind their back, being sent to El Salvador. Now we have a flight trying to go to Sudan. Do you think if you're a young military age man wanting to cross the border right now, now's a good time to try that?
Not
no,
in a million years.
Not right now.
It's amazing how it ripples down, doesn't
and,
it?
And the biggest thing is the word of mouth and how quickly that has changed. Trump is seen by the migrants as being mean when it comes to the border and immigration. You know what? From their perspective, maybe he is, but it's working.
What about the cartels?
They still have to make money somehow. They're still trying to get their drugs and their people in. But they got to be taking a huge hit, Brian, because the amount of fentanyl being seized has dropped like 50% already. The amount of people coming across the border is – it's completely fallen off a cliff. In December of 2023, we had 300,000 people come into the country in one single month. Last month, we had, I think, 8,000. I mean, I knew that it was going to drop if Trump won. I never thought it was going to go this low. No way would I think that 38 gotaways along 2,000 miles is possible. Think about that. From Tijuana to Brownsville, Texas, 38 people slip across.
What is that doing for the border communities? I mean,
I'll tell you, they love not having dudes in camouflage running through their front yards every night. They love not having CBP helicopters flying above their homes every day, looking for people hiding in their backyards, trying to get away from Border Patrol. And that was happening every day, every hour at times. I can't tell you how many times I'd be down in McAllen or Roma or Eagle Pass, these communities right on the river. Where these gotaways would slip across the river. Border Patrol's too busy processing a group of 500 to 1,000, waiting to put them on a bus. There's no agents to catch these guys, and they just go running through people's homes. You'd find them lying under people's cars. Sometimes they'd break into ranch houses. They'd take people's food. I mean, that's all done. And you wonder how, like, look at what happened in the election, right? All southern Texas used to be blue. It all flipped red. It all flipped red because Trump was promising mass deportations and a secure border. That's a Democrat area, and those Democrats wanted border security.
Henry Cuellar is about the only guy,
yeah.
Right? Congressman Cuellar seems to be sincere. He's also pro-life, but they always try to primary him on the left. Real American Freestyle is the first ever unscripted pro wrestling league created by Hulk Hogan, Chad Bronstein, Israel Martinez, and Eric Bischoff to give elite wrestlers a real shot at professional career. Real American Freestyle is where Olympians, world champions, and NCAA legends come to compete. Not in a cage, not in a script, but on the mat in front of fans around the world. This is real wrestling, reimagined for today. The first event kicks off August 30th in Cleveland, featuring matchups with some of the best wrestlers on the planet. You've never seen wrestling like this. Learn more at realamericanfreestyle.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. If you want something fun and easy to search for homes and apartments, then you should be using the Redfin app. Whether I'm searching for my next place, if I want to buy, if I want to rent, or if I just want to scroll through and see some dream homes, like, for example, something on the beach or at least a walk to the beach, a big house, second, maybe a third floor, I use the Redfin app. Redfin makes it fun to search all the homes for sale and apartments for rent in your neighborhood. You can filter for price, for beds, for baths, square footage, and so much more. So if you find a place you love, Redfin makes it easy to go see it in person. Just schedule a tour right from the app. Plus, if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they close twice as many deals as other agents. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So whether you're looking to buy, you're looking to rent, you're looking to sell, Redfin's got you covered. Download the Redfin app to get started. Do we need the wall?
We do. It's a force multiplier. It's not realistic to think we're going to have a wall from every inch of the border from San Diego to Brownsville. But you need it in certain areas because it funnels people and it's a force multiplier. So there are areas where you can use mountains, you can use bodies of water as natural defenses. But in these wide open areas where people can come across, you do need a wall because what? If there's a wall there, then they're going to have to try to go around elsewhere. Right. You create choke points and that wall is it's essentially a big, long Border Patrol agent there.
Are we ready to go? Any of the other stuff usable that's been rotting for
a lot of that has been sold off. So there's still some of it left that's been rusting, but remember, they sold a lot of this stuff off for like pennies of the dollar. They did not want that wall. Now, I'm sure they're going to source it in other ways, and they're going to get that material, and they're going to find a way to do it. But I mean, U.S. taxpayers spent hundreds of millions of dollars on that wall. It was bought and paid for, and with the stroke of a pen, the Biden administration said, "Nope, we're done with it. It's not happening." They let it rust out for years, and a lot of it got sold off to different contractors.
I'm sure you've seen it, and you covered the riots in Los Angeles.
Yep.
People want to say it was Trump made too much of it. It was just a few blocks. What's the reality, Bill?
It was in significant chunks of downtown L.A. I covered the L.A. riots in 2020, the George Floyd riots. I think it was right to bring in the National Guard because they waited too long in 2020. And by that point, Santa Monica burned down, Long Beach burned down. Santa Monica still has never recovered. Beverly Hills was getting hit, Rodeo Drive. They didn't nip it in the bud quickly. So did he call them in pretty early this time? Sure. Yeah, but look what was happening. Border Patrol agents were having rocks thrown at them. There were concrete blocks being thrown through Border Patrol van windows.
And ICE, right?
ICE as well. Agents were being attacked. And he has a responsibility as the commander-in-chief to protect his federal, his ICE officers, his CBP officers, the federal buildings, which were being attacked. They were literally being laid siege to. And so, yeah, he sent them in. And notice everything calmed down after that.
Are they still there?
They're still there.
So I imagine that they're going to be pulled out soon. I don't know if they're going to make a big deal of it, but the courts upheld that he has a right to do
that. They upheld he had a right to do it.
Don't you think, Bill, that's a great message to Seattle and Portland and these other cities with Chicago, that if you don't control your streets, that the federal government can and will?
And I interviewed J.D. Vance in L.A. last Friday. He was out visiting some of the Marines and soldiers. That's exactly what he said, is other cities should take note of this, that exactly what you just said. If the locals aren't willing to take care of their own streets, we're going to do it for them.
Yeah, and which is amazing. You would think they'd want to. Bill, you've been on the air so much, but when's the next time we could see you?
I'll be in New York again, I believe, mid-August.
So mid-August, so it's in person, but we'll see you all over the channel.
I'm on air all the time. Yeah, I don't know where I'll be. They got me moving around all over the place.
He's doing an incredible job. Bill Malusian, thanks.
Thanks, Brian.
Fox News Audio presents Unsolved with James Patterson. Every crime tells a story, but some stories are left unfinished.
Somebody knows.
Real cases, real people. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com.